Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and today I'm going to teach you how to land more job interviews using a technique that I call a value-driven pitch in your LinkedIn headline. So that sounds really specific, right? How can we make such a small change and get such massive results from it? Well, here's the thing. LinkedIn is a massive search engine. It is a massive platform for employers, for recruiters, for hiring managers. I think most recently I saw that 90% of employers use LinkedIn when they're sourcing new candidates, when they're vetting new candidates. So you can bet that if you are applying for jobs, if you are interviewing for jobs, people are looking at your profile. But on top of that, there are tons of employers and recruiters and hiring managers that are proactively going and seeking out candidates. They're sifting through profiles. They're looking for people who match up with their needs. And they are proactively reaching out to those people and bringing them in. So the folks who are using LinkedIn effectively, they actually have a lot of inbound opportunities. They actually have a lot of these companies reaching out to them with opportunities instead of having to go out and apply for these jobs themselves. So one way that you can tap into that market, one way that you can make that happen is by leveraging your LinkedIn headline the right way. And the truth is, most people do headlines wrong. If you go run a search on LinkedIn for any job title, look at the top headlines that come up. And I guarantee you 80 to 90% of them will basically just be the person's title and the company that they work at. So things like designer at Microsoft or account manager at Shopify or software engineer at Google. That is what I see 80 to 90% of the time in headlines. And that is not helping you for two reasons. One, there are no keywords to help you get found by recruiters, but two, there's no value there. Nobody knows exactly what you do. How good of a designer are you? In this case, if you're leveraging that title format, the only thing that's separating you is the company you work at. And if you don't already work at a massive top tier company, then you're going to lose out to somebody who does, most likely, because that's the only thing that you are competing on. So here's the truth. Hiring managers don't really care about titles. They care about relevant results. So what we're going to do is use a strategy called a value-driven pitch in our headline to give them that info right at the top of your profile. So what is a value-driven pitch? What is a VDP? Well, a VDP is a statement that is broken down into two parts. First, you talk about how you help companies. And then second, you share the results that you've gotten in the past that relates to how you help these companies. So here are a couple of examples. Let's say that you are a marketer and you're in the SaaS space. Well, a VDP for that specific scenario might be, I help SaaS companies grow to seven-figure ARR without spending a dime on ads. So part one of the VDP here is that this person helps SaaS companies grow their revenue, right? I help SaaS companies grow. And then the results they've seen in the past is that they help them grow to seven-figure ARR without spending a dime on ads. So if there is a bootstrap company out there, or if there is a company that doesn't have a major marketing budget, or a company that is really focused on growing organically, this person right off the bat shows them that, hey, I know how to help you get to 7 figures worth of ARR without spending a dime on ads. Whereas anybody else who just says they're a marketing manager at a SaaS company, right, they are going to get beat out by this person because the value is more clear. So another example for a designer here might be, I help companies use conversion-focused design to increase sales by 300%. So in this case, the designer is saying, you know, hey, I'm great at designing things, but I also use the specific conversion-focused methodology. And I know that the goal here is to help increase sales or to increase conversions, increase email signups, whatever it is, by this specific number, right? So we're helping companies by using conversion-focused design, and the results that they can expect is to increase their sales by 300%. And then a final example is for somebody in partnership sales. They might say, I help health tech companies drive seven-figure growth through partnerships. So in this case, they're saying they help health tech companies. You know, that is the statement. And then the results are, you know, driving seven-figure growth through partnerships. So if there's a recruiter or an employer at a health tech company who is looking to drive seven-figure growth and they have a partnerships role open, again, this is a perfect fit. So hopefully you can see how clear the value is in these statements, and not just how clear it is in these statements, but how drastically radically different and more effective that is than the headlines that most people have on their LinkedIn profiles. So the reason this works so well is that when a recruiter, when a hiring manager, somebody from your target company lands on your profile for whatever reason, and they immediately see the value that you bring that aligns with an open role that they have, that gets them excited to reach out. And that's going to be the point where more of these people are reaching out to you versus you going out there and having to apply for all these jobs yourself. This is going to help you create that inbound pipeline of opportunities. Now, I will close out by saying that the VDP is just the second part of a great LinkedIn headline. In order to really crush it here, you need the first part, which is basically figuring out the keywords that are relevant for the roles you're targeting and including them up front. So going back to that SaaS marketer, right? Let's say that they ran the keyword analysis for the roles they're looking for, and the keywords SaaS, marketing, analytics, and manager came up. What they might do for their headline is the first part might be something like SaaS, marketing, and analytics manager. And then we might have a little pipe, and then we might have that VDP, which is I help SaaS companies grow to seven-figure ARR without spending a dime on ads. So what's happening here is in the first part of that headline, the keywords are allowing this person to show up in more relevant searches, and then the VDP is selling through their value. So that is the key to a solid LinkedIn headline, is having both of those parts. We mainly focused on the second part, the VDP, in this episode. But if you want to learn more about how to create a killer LinkedIn headline, I have a massive, massive guide with examples for pretty much any type of person who's using LinkedIn, from professionals to entrepreneurs and everybody else. I'm linking it down below in the show notes, so feel free to check that out. But that's it for today. As always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.